So let's review. The Gemara provides some details of a shtar kedushin. B'shtar keitzad, kasav loy al niyar or al cheres, af pishayim b'shav pruta. The husband writes the shtar on a paper or shard, even if they're not worth a pruta. If the kedushin is of a ketana or a naira who is still under her father's jurisdiction, he writes to her father, bitcha mukudeshesli, bitcha muresesli, bitcha lila intu. Your daughter should be mukudeshes to me. And mukudeshes bein al de aviha bein al de atzma bedaitoi. The kedushin is effective whether he gives the shtar to her father or even to her if he agreed that she should accept it, because the father has the authority for kedushin. And if the kedushin is to a begeris who is no longer under her father's jurisdiction, he writes to her, Hare at mukudeshesli, hare at lili into, hare at mu'uresesli. And mukudeshes, bein al de aviha, bein al de atzma, midaita. The kedushin is effective whether he gives the shtar to her or even to her father if she agreed that he should accept it because she has the authority for kedushin. The Gemara points out, however, that there is a distinction between a shtar mecher, a stale document, and a shtar kedushin, which is also a form of acquisition, and that hasam meicher kaisav loy, sadai mechuralach. The meicher writes the shtar mechir and gives it to the lekech. However, hacha baal kaisav bitcha mukadeshesli. The husband, the lekech, writes the shtar kedushin and gives it to his wife, the meicher. The Gemara explains because hasam minyan de dekra, vahacha minyan de dekra. Each halach is derived from a pasuk. The pasuk regarding mechira states, umacha me'achuzasa. The sale is associated with the seller, therefore he writes the shtar. As we also find in another pasuk that states, Ve'ekech esevra mikna, in which Yirmiyahu, the lekeach, accepted the shtar mechira from Hanamel, the meicher. And the pasuk regarding kedushin states, Ki'ikach ish isha, bebaal talarachmana. The kedushin is associated with the husband, the lekeach, therefore he writes the shtar. Rava, however, says, Hilchasininu vasmechin rabbanin akroi. The text of the shtar is halacha l'maisha misinai. The Gemara asks, "Boyer b'shimin ben Lakish, shtar erusin shekusav shalei l'shma mahu. What's the halacha regarding a shtar kedushin that the husband wrote for one woman, but then decides to use it for another woman? Is it valid? Do we say havayis liyitzias makshinon? Kedushin is compared to get in the pasuk b'yatzav ha'isa, and therefore ma yitzia be'in l'shma, af havayi be'in l'shma." Just as a get must be written lishma, so too a shtar kedushin must also be written lishma, and shalei lishma is possible. Or we say, havayis lahadodi makshinan. All three kinyanim of kedushin are compared to each other, and therefore, ma havayi de kesef lay bein lishma, af havayi de shtar lay bein lishma. Just as the kesef kedushin does not need to be coined lishma, so too a shtar kedushin does not need to be written lishma, and shalei lishma is kasher. The Gemara concludes, Havaya liyitzia makshinan, and therefore a shtar kedushin shalei lishma is possible, because as Rashi explains, shari ikar shtar koinu mikan lamanu. The source that a shtar can accomplish kedushin is only through the hekesh from get. The Gemara then proceeds with a machlekes regarding kesave lishma v'shalei medaita. If the shtar kedushin was written for the intended woman, but it was written without her knowledge and consent, Rava v'Ravina say mikudeshes. If he was mekadesha with this shtar, the kedushin is effective because makash havayi liyitzia. Ma yitzia lishma v'shalei medaita, af havayi nami lishma v'shalei medaita. The hekesh of kedushin to get teaches that just as a get is written even without her consent, so the shtar kedushin may be written without her consent. Of course, it must be given to her with her consent. Rav Papa, Rav Sharavya say, Eina mukadeshes, the kedushin is not effective because makash havayi liyitzia. The Hekesh of Kedushin to get teaches that just as a get is written only with the consent of the seller, the husband, so to a shtar Kedushin must be written with the consent of the seller, the wife. The Gemara continues with the Machlekes regarding the source for Biyah Kaina, that Biyah also accomplishes Kedushin. Rabbi says the source is in the pasuk that refers to Kedushin. Kiyikach esh isha uba'ala malamash niknes bebiyah. The word ubala teaches that her husband acquires her through bia. Rabbi Yechanan says the source is in the pasuk that refers to an ashest ish, which states, Ki yimtza ish sheichevim isha b'ulas baal. The repeated words b'ulas baal teaches, Shenas la baal al yedei b'ila. He became a husband through bia. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yechanan holds that ubala is not a valid source, because ima hasim havamina ad mekadesh v'hadr baal. Since kicha refers to kesef, that pasuk can be understood that kedushin is accomplished only through both kesef followed by bia. The Gemara asks that this cannot be so, because nayra hamayrasa d'amrachmona beskila hechemishkachas la. The Pasuk rules that a woman who accepted Kedushin and was Mezana while she was a Basula, a virgin, is punished with stoning. This implies that the Kedushin is accomplished even without Bia since she is still a Basula. The Gemara explains, Mishkachas lekagon shekidsha bishtar, hayel v'gaymeru meitzi gaymeru machnas. The halacha of Nair HaMarasa would be possible if he was Mekadosha with a shtar that can be by itself accomplished Kedushin just as a get by itself accomplishes Gerushin. However, if he was Mekadosha with Kesef, she would not become a Kedushin unless there was a Bia as well. Therefore, we need the Pasuk of Be'ulas Baal to teach that Bia alone and Kesef alone can each accomplish Kedushin. The Gemara now elaborates on the Machlekes of Rebbe and Rabbi Yechanan.